You are tuned to Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time, and we are ready to go with Michigan Tech men's basketball talk here on Huskies Drive Time. Coach Kevin Luke joins us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. It's another season. Happy to be here.
It's a great day to be a Husky, isn't it?
It's always awesome, and I just want to pass on congratulations to our hockey program for being number one in the country. That's awesome. And football, making the playoffs, that's another awesome feat. It's unbelievable how well the programs are doing right now, and that's just awesome to see.
Well, Coach, finally to get the official start to your season. You've been practicing for about 3 years, it seems like, and you finally get to play somebody else in a real game coming up on Saturday. It was moved from Friday to Saturday, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Talk about the upcoming game.
You know, it's going to be a tough test. They got their center, who was out last year, back. He had a knee. He hurt his knee right before a game last year, and he's back, Irvin. He had 29 against Notre Dame, so he's going to be a handful for us. We're trying to prepare for him right now, and then they surround themselves with a couple junior college players that are very athletic, and point guard that's back that's a senior. So it's going to be a really, really big test for us early, and you know, you talk about playoff implications. All of our games, especially our non-conference games, our playoff implications for us, so we got to be ready to play in it. It'll be an exciting game. You know, it's not going to be easy over there. They're hosting their regional championship for the women's volleyball, and we won't have a shoot around, and that's not making up excuses. Normally, you just go over there the night before, you relax, you practice, you have a shoot around the day of the game, and this time we're going over there, we're not relaxing, we're going to get up on Saturday and play.
So, and that really answered my next question. I mean, how does that, especially early on in the season, a change of time like that, kind of late before the game, does it mess with you just a little bit besides the time factor?
Well, you know what, we can't let it mess with us, Dirk, but it does delay the process. And, you know, like Wes said, it seems like we've been practicing for years and, you know, and not playing against anybody. Of course, we had our scrimmage against, you know, Finlandia. But, you know, to go against a D2 club and a really good one, you know, a day later, you know, the guys want to play, and, you know, so do we. You know, preparation is grinding right now, and we, you know, but that's what we have to do to be successful, and, you know, we got to get one more day out of them. As far as that, it's frustrating, but, you know, meaning the change of schedule, but yet, nonetheless, you know, part of being tough and part of being a Husky is making adjustments, and that's what it is.
Coach, talk about the Finlandia game a little bit. Just a week ago, we played against the Lions up at the SDC gym. Jason Hawk, a big night. Talk about just the game overall.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome because Jason, you know, was awesome in the sense that Jason kind of came, got on track. He had not been shooting very well, and you know, and to be honest with you, we're not even close to where I think we need to be offensively because of the adjustments that we need to make with our personnel. You know, from last year, you know, some of our guys were stuck in last year mode, and you know, we got to ramp it up, step it up a little bit, and you know, things aren't just going to be the way they left off last year, you know, making the Sweet 16. So, you know, we've gotten into them a little bit, practiced a little bit harder, made some more demands of some of the people. You know, we got to get a little more balance. You know, we got to have more people scoring than just Jason and Ben. And, you know, I think that's going to happen. It's interesting to see how this whole process and evolution of this year's offense is going to be. We're not there yet, I can tell you that right now, but through this process, you know, through this process of getting the games, we'll hopefully make a step again on Saturday, and then, you know, and not get too far behind, you know, as far as wins and losses in these non-conference games, so that when the conference schedule comes up, we'll be ready to go in, and we'll know a little bit more how successful we can be in the conference.
Coach, you were a little banged up through the preseason. How are we doing health-wise going into the opener?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think everybody has their bumps and bruises, and you know, we're banged up. We're still waiting on a couple kids as far as are they going to be able to play, and you know, that's just the way it is. You know, they're getting healthy. I think we're gonna hang in there with some of our guys that got the bumps and bruises. But at this stage of the game, you know, it almost gets to a point where if you can't hurt yourself worse, you got to learn to play with a little bit little bit of pain, but it's a good question. You know, injuries are a part of it.
So when are you leaving, Coach? You leave Friday and
you know what? We're going to end up practicing here, Dirk, on Friday. Then we're going to practice from 2 to 4 on Friday here. Jump in the bus, get over there, and then hopefully I got to get a hold of their coach today to see if we are even going to be able to get a shoot around on Saturday. Otherwise, how much time is there going to be before the game so we can show up early to, you know, get loose, get a little bit adjusted to the court, because it's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty hostile place. It's, you know, the rims are tight and you really got to be able to shoot. And I'm not trying to make up excuses. It's just nice to get a couple shoot arounds prior to the game.
Well, we're happy that you're able to play somebody else too, because I can tell just from hearing and listening to you and how frustrated the guys must be. Now they have to wait another 24 hours or whatever it is to play. But we wish you the best of luck. Michigan Tech men's basketball, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. And that will be at Duluth, and we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach, safe travels over to Duluth, and good luck, okay?
You know what? Appreciate it, guys. Always fun to be back.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93, the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. More Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a moment here on The Mix.